Buenos dias from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 28th of August, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. First up this week, on Tuesday the 26th, the government formally declared as disaster zones the areas worst hit by the devastating wildfires in northwest Spain. The decision covers the provinces of Orense, Zamora, León, and region of Extremadura, where blazes have destroyed more than 15,500 hectares around the size of metropolitan Paris. President Pedro Sanchez has stressed the need for regional solidarity and international cooperation in tackling the wildfires. He's also confirmed that the government would prepare aid packages once the economic impact is fully assessed. Keeping with warm weather, Spain's state meteorological agency, IMET, confirmed that the country had its most intense heat wave on record between the 3rd and 18th of August. IMET confirmed the temperatures averaged 40 degrees centigrade, 104 degrees Fahrenheit, exceeding the average normal of 100 degrees Fahrenheit or 38 Celsius. This surpasses all previous years with highs of 109 or 43 Celsius. The agency stressed that four of the five strongest heat waves that occurred in the last 6 years, underscoring the urgent nature of fossil fuel-caused climate change. Carlos III Health Institute reported on Tuesday the 19th that the heat wave this summer has caused more than 1,100 deaths. Meanwhile, Monday the 25th, news publication El País announced that the United Kingdom and Spain have reached a post-Brexit agreement that will dismantle the Gibraltar-Spain border fence on January 2026. José Manuel Álvarez, Spain's foreign minister, called the La Verja border the last wall in Western Europe. The announcement will end daily ID checks for over 15,000 frontier workers who cross from the town of La Linea de Concepción into Gibraltar every day. European Commission has to approve the draft agreement, which is not ready yet, with Álvarez saying on Monday that the text would be ready by the fall. Also on Monday, after 19 consecutive days of a heat wave, the citizens of Huelva in southwestern Spain have filed a formal complaint against industrial emissions, warning that the city is suffocating. Huelva, along with a few local towns, has accused the Andalus government and regional environmental department and the Huelva City Council of inaction during the heat wave and between the 30th of July and 17th of August, when heavy pollution plagued the cities. Protesters demanded immediate curbs on emissions from Atlantic Copper, the company they blame for arsenic and particle pollution, and called for hourly air monitoring and a full study about the local air quality. Now onto the beach, where on Friday the 22nd, bathers at the Ondarreta Beach in San Sebastian, northern Spain, once again found the sand buried under tons of 19th century rubble, a problem that's been happening for a couple of decades. Studies by Azti and the Aranzadi Scientific Society confirmed the stones come from demolished structures, including a military camp built in 1873 and the former Ondarreta prison, whose remains resurface with the tides each summer despite efforts from the local council to remove them. Keeping with the beach, on Wednesday the 20th, authorities in Guardamar de Segura, just north of Torrevieja on Spain's Costa Blanca in the southeast, closed a 7-mile or 11-kilometer stretch of beach after two specimens of blue dragons were spotted at Viveres Beach. Blue dragon is a striking marine animal measuring about 2 inches or 5 centimeters long, and feeds on the Portuguese man-of-war and other venomous species, storing their stinging cells in concentrated doses. Expert noted sting can really hurt humans, causing nausea, pain, vomiting, and severe dermatitis. Authorities have been working this week to reopen the beach and remove the dangerous creatures. In crime news, on Tuesday the 26th, the National Police arrested one of Poland's most wanted fugitives in Benavís, a luxury town near Marbella in southern Spain. Man was considered a high-value target by Europol and faced two active European arrest warrants, which national judicial authorities usually issue for homicide and drug trafficking for a criminal organization. Polish authorities dismantled most of the group in 2022, but the fugitive and his main associate managed to escape. The man is now in prison in Spain, awaiting extradition to Poland. Speaking of crime, on Wednesday the 27th, La Guardia Civil, the National Police Force, dismantled a criminal network that transported migrants by speedboat from Algeria to Almeria in southern Spain. The investigation began in May 2024 and revealed that the network had invested over 1 million euros in acquiring and building high-speed vessels financed through illicit activities. 2024, Almería emerged as the main hub for irregular migration, with more than 4,000 people reaching Spain through the Algerian route. Police have made 14 key arrests so far, which they say is enough to put an end to the network. On the same day, Benidorm in eastern Spain acknowledged it could face potential bankruptcy after a ruling upheld by the Supreme Court. Ruling requires Benidorm to compensate a prominent business family for land in the Serra Gelada Natural Park, which could cost over 340 million euros. The dispute began in 2003 when the then mayor Vicente Pérez de Vesa agreed to exchange plots for development rights. After Serra Gelada was declared a protected park in 2025, the family upheld the agreement but never received compensation. City officials now warn that fulfilling the payment could drain Benidorm's entire annual budget and push Benidorm to bankruptcy. In a heartbreaking turn of events, on Tuesday the 26th, Spanish Actors and Actresses Union announced that actress Veronica Echegui had died in Madrid at the age of 42 after being hospitalized since late July for cancer treatment. Echegui, a four-time Goya nominee, became widely known in 2006 for her breakthrough role in Bigas Lunas' My Name is Juani, or Yo Soy la Juani. In 2021, she won her first Goya Award as director of the short film Totem Loba. Over her career, she appeared in over 50 films, television, and theater productions. Tributes poured in across Spain and abroad as President Sanchez called her an actress with enormous talent and humility who leaves us far too young. While the peninsula mourns the loss of iconic figures like Veronica Echegui, Spain is also looking ahead to support the next generation of artists. On Monday the 26th, the Ministry of Culture confirmed it is considering expanding Spain's youth culture bonus to include musical instruments, culture workshops, and artistic materials such as paints and easels. Currently in its fourth year, the program grants 400 euros to all 18-year-olds for cultural products and activities, divided into 100 euros per year for physical products, 100 euros for digital services, and 200 euros for performing arts. Since its launch, the program has grown steadily with roughly 270,000 recipients in 2022, all the way up to 330,000 in 2024. The ministry is keen to ensure greater access for young people from low-income families who remain less likely to apply. Antonio Gaudí's Sagrada Familia has now officially become the tallest building in Barcelona, standing at just over 155 meters, or 509 feet. The Catalan master's plan was to have the main tower reach 172 meters, which is 564 feet, slightly shorter than Montjuïc Hill, respecting his intent not to outdo nature and God. Chapel of the Assumption is scheduled for completion in 2025, with the central tower of Jesus Christ crowned by a 17-meter, 56-foot cross set for 2026, marking 100 years since Gaudí's death. For all you train lovers out there, especially the very, very rich ones, in spring 2026, the luxurious Al-Andalus train will launch a new 7-hour journey between Seville and Madrid, offering passengers an immersive slow travel experience across Spain. The route includes stops in Córdoba, Cádiz, Jerez, Mérida, Alcázar de San Juan, Campo de Criptana, Toledo, and the Royal Palace at Aranjuez, with opportunities to explore UNESCO World Heritage Sites, Roman ruins, historical architecture, local wineries, and artisanal food producers. Trips promises big entertainment, but a whopping 6,600 euros per person price tag. So maybe we'll go renting. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. We're all interested in Spain here. We know that. But you would not believe how interesting Georgian slang is. Not Georgia in the United States, not Georgian the British historical period, Georgian the wild, beautiful, isolated language in the Caucasus Mountains between Russia and Iran. We have a new ramble on Georgian slang out now. You can find the episode, the Rorschach Georgia update, on your favorite streaming platform or follow the link in the show notes. But that got us thinking. Are you interested in Spanish slang from Spain? A little different from Latin American slang? Want a special episode on that? If so, email us at info@rorschach.com or let us know via some social media platform with your thoughts. Hasta la próxima.